You're listening to Chilkat Stories, Our Village, Our Lives, an oral story-sharing project from the Cluckhorn Community and School Library. I'm Jamie Katzig. Today we are going to listen to a portion of a story from Nick Kokotovich as he shares his life experiences.
This is Nick Kokotovich. I grew up in the summers and as a little boy in Cluckhorn with my grandparents. Willie Lee and Maggie Lee, they were my adopted grandparents, when I first went there, I was scared of my grandmother. She wore a long dress every day that went down to the ground. She always had a sweater on and her hair was tied with a scarf. And it tied around her head. And I was only like 4 or 5, and they would make me stay with Grandma. I was the youngest, so all my 3 other brothers got to play. They get to run up the street and play, but I had to just stay there with Grandma all the time. She had to watch me. And they lived in the Thunderbird house, just a small little house, maybe, I don't know, 20 by 20, this square little house. 2 big beds in it, and us 4 boys slept in one of the beds, and Willie and Grandma slept in the other. And there was a house next door, too, that was the same size. And George and Charlie Morris lived in it. My grandmother, she took moose hides. She would take moose hides and smoke them and stretch them, put them on a rack and stretch them, and then after she got them nice and dried out, she would scrape the fur off on a board. And this other board that she used would scrape the fur off. And then she had these big tubs made out of plywood. They'd put water in, and then she would take rocks, heat them in the fire and heat the water up with the rocks, and she'd soak the hides in there and work on them, and then she would smoke the hides, and then she would split the hides too. She knew, so she was always busy. There was racks around, and when she was running around, I was scared at her first, but within a couple of weeks, I was hanging on her skirt. I'd been holding on to her skirt everywhere she went. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But she'd talk to me in Tlingit all the time, and I'd go do things for her after she told me in Tlingit, but I can't remember any of it now. Some of it's familiar. I hear people talking, and I can pick out certain words and stuff, but... And the next year, we came up. Parents would just drop us off and leave us there. I was a little bit older, and I used to help this old guy walk way down by the old bridge by 20 Mile. I would help him check his net, and then I'd put it on a rope with a little stick on the end of it, and I would drag those fish for him all the way back to Cluckhorn. And he would open his little, he had a little coin purse. He would open that up and dig around in it and pull out a dime and give me a dime for helping him that day. Every Friday, it was either Friday or Saturday, they would play a movie. It was on reels, and they made popcorn, and he'd get popcorn and a pop for 10 cents. So I'd use my dime for that. And Cluckhorn was a good, nice place for growing up, or for spending summers there. I didn't get to go to school up there or anything, but summers were fun.
That was Nick Kokotovich sharing some of his early childhood experiences. This project is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services. To hear more Chilkat stories, or to record your own, visit the Cluckhorn Community and School Library. I'm Jamie Katzig. Thanks for listening.